Pagans, witches, and magical friends, welcome to the Solitary Pagan Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, here to talk all things magical and enchanting. In today's episode, I would like to offer you a witchy tip of the day. Today's tip is going to be about leaving offerings to gods, goddesses, or deities, and a few ideas for the kinds of offerings that you can leave. One kind of offering that you can choose is to leave an offering of water on your altar. This can be a really simple offering to do. All you would really need is some water and a container to put it in. This could be a jar, it could be a small teacup. There's a lot of really cute, simple items that you can put water in that can be found in affordable shops like dollar stores. And of course, you can always use any kind of cup or jar or container that you have in your home already. One thing that I do is I sometimes leave an offering of water to a goddess, and I'll leave it on my altar for about a week, and at the end of the week, I'll use that water to water my plant. So that's kind of a ritual that I have been doing involving water as an offering. Something else that you can use as an offering is a crystal. This can be especially good if you have a crystal that has energies or qualities that you might associate with a particular deity. It's also a good offering because it's something that is simple and it's something that you can reuse and cleanse and charge and leave as an offering as many times as you would like. A third option for something that you can leave as an offering is flowers. This can be a nice one because it can be involved in a ritual in a lot of different ways. Leaving flowers as an offering is something that can add color and vibrancy to your altar space, which can have a positive effect on your mood. And it can also give you something to kind of incorporate into your routine because it gives you something to water or take care of. By extension of that, you can also leave an offering of dried flower petals as well. A fourth option for something that you can leave as an offering is fruit or other kinds of food items, but fruit in particular is something that is often used on altar spaces in various cultures around the world. And similar to flowers, it's something that can add some color to your altar space, and it's something that can boost your mood as well. And a fifth idea for something that you can leave as an offering is a thank you letter or a list of things that you're grateful for, or anything that allows you to express gratitude or thankfulness to your deity, or in general, to just kind of give yourself a gratitude practice and to put yourself in a headspace of raising your vibrations and being in alignment and in tune with what you're grateful for, and tuning into that emotion. That can become a really good ritual as well, as a way to show gratitude to your gods or goddesses, but also as a way to have a gratitude practice for yourself. So, those are five things that you can choose to leave on your altar as an offering for a god, goddess, or deity. And just to review, those five things that I listed were water, crystals, flowers, fruit, or a thank you letter or gratitude list. These are just a few options. There are certainly others, and there are many ways that you can be creative with this. So that has been a witchy tip for the day. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next time.